Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Wednesday, the 17th of June. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. ACMA's on the warpath again with a finding that Ray Hadley breached decency rules with comments that he made back in May 2019. The complaint to the authority was made against Triple M 105.1 Central West, the station that carried the network broadcast. Hadley's comments were made in response to a remark about his granddaughter by an unnamed individual. During the broadcast, Hadley inferred that if members of his family located the individual, he'd be drinking through a straw for a long, long time. In finding a breach, ACMA said it was inappropriate for Hadley to use his position as a public broadcaster to make threats. Well, looks like it's been a good week for Russell Hocroft. Not only has he picked up the prized gig of partnering Ross Stevenson on 3AW Breakfast, but yesterday he was reappointed chair of AFTERS. Hocroft has extensive experience in film, television and advertising. And Fremantle CEO for Asia Pacific, Chris Oliver Taylor, will also join the AFTERS Council as of July 1. Oliver Taylor has a great depth of knowledge in creative industries, having worked with the BBC, ABC and Matchbox Pictures. He's currently on the boards of Film Victoria, Media Ring and Fremantle Global. The cloud has been slowly lifting on the world of COVID-19, and advertiser sentiment has seen a renewed positivity over the past 30 days. Radio Info international sales guru Pat Bryson says many advertisers are showing signs that they're ready to get back on the horse. Bryson says that now is the time to invite customers to talk about how they should restart their marketing. She says that some advertisers are continuing to put up objections because the restrictions are still impacting on their ability to make money. However, Bryson says the best counter to these objections is to say you often need advertising when you can least afford it. Sally Sara is to be the new presenter of the ABC's The World Today. Sara is an award-winning journalist and foreign correspondent. She's reported from some of the world's most dangerous hotspots, including Iraq, Afghanistan, and Sierra Leone. The Australian podcast ranker for May offers a new top 10 publishers list. Some of the new entrants to the ranker are Audio Boom and West Australian Newspapers. Among the West Australia's offerings is the new podcast, Claremont, The Trial. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.